It's only in America this doctrine really rings very well. Well, I suppose in some other English-speaking countries. It's a bunch of nonsense. I know that I was born to be a prophet to the last generation. That's why I was born. And it was ordained before I was born. And you know what? There's no way I would miss this. What's coming? I don't want to miss it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's the whole purpose I'm alive. It's what I was. It's what God even made me for. Upon a shaft in his quiver hath he hid me. Okay. Look to yourselves, that we lose not the things which we have wrought, if we have worked, but that we receive a full reward. I mean, look to your, keep yourself. The things you have worked in Christ, you don't want to lose out. And that's why love is so important, because love is obedience to his commandments. And his command, I don't mean the Old Testament Ten Commandments. I don't mean that at all. I mean the New Testament commandments. There's all kinds of commandments in the New Testament, which are far more strict than the ones in the Old Testament. The Old Testament had a Sabbath. The New Testament has a Sabbath. The Sabbath in the New Testament isn't a day. It's a state of being. I enter into his rest on a daily basis. I know there are some who keep it on a particular day. They're going to judge me. But you know what? I don't despise you for that. I pity you, because you're weak in the faith. If you were strong in the faith, you would have what I have. I don't want to despise you. Now I feel like I'm saying I don't want to despise you, but I kind of got a little rough there with you, didn't I? But hey, in the New Testament, Jesus, by numerous examples, showed he was Lord of the Sabbath and did things which in the Old Testament were clear violations of the Sabbath. Clear violations. And the funny thing is, you go to these Sabbath-keeping churches these days, and they don't keep the Sabbath. Well, they show a clear disdain for the Sabbath, as far as I'm concerned, because it's like, it's... Well, I'm sure there's some out there who are real sticklers about it, but I'm a real stickler, too. Just for the new law, which is... That's why, to me, I'm like, oh, boy. You know, you're spending one day to honor God, and this is how you do it? Why not honor him with 7 days? So at least you're, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like if you honored him 7 days with this much honor, it would be pathetic indeed. But as it's one day only, how much more pathetic? Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Oh, I love that verse. You cannot transgress, you know, to go contrary to violate, and not abide in the doctrine of Christ. Didache, instruction. There are things that Jesus instructed, the things that the apostles instructed, the teachings that they had. You must abide in them. You must not transgress these teachings. If you transgress them, you do not have God. You can say, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in the crucifixion, blah, 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 blah. But you do not have God if you transgress his doctrine. Because you don't really know Christ except by his doctrine. That's the Christ you got to know. You can't know a man named Jesus. You never met him. The only way you can meet him is through the doctrine, through the teaching, and even by the Spirit, all right? But still, the doctrine and teaching is extremely important. Doctrine. Some people say, well, doctrine, just believe in Jesus. Wrong. Because what Jesus? By some doctrine, Jesus is defined, and even that, just believe in Jesus, is also a doctrine. Doctrine, again, it pertains to what is truth. You know, the teaching of truth. Truth in love. The doctrine is the truth and the teaching of Jesus Christ and his apostles. Now, the reason doctrine is so important, because doctrine are the things that we believe in. And many of those things are the promises, whether it be the resurrection, the righteousness of God, godliness imparted in our lives. Also, there are other things. But I think of what Paul said to Timothy. I think, well, give heed to yourself and to the doctrine. For in so doing, I can't remember exactly where it is in the books of Timothy. Why don't you look it up? For in so doing, you will both save thyself and them that hear you. You're going to save yourself by giving heed to doctrine. You're going to save people who hear you by giving heed to doctrine. You know, I save myself by giving heed to the doctrine of the Bible. And that doctrine is so clear to me. And it's so violated everywhere I look. In the church world, and the people who preach on television, and the people who preach on the radio. I don't look much on the internet, honestly, as far as the preaching and stuff. I don't. You know why? Because after growing up listening on television, growing up listening on radio, I just got so sick of it, I tuned all those people out. Every once in a while, I'll tune in the radio, because I can't stand to see their faces, and I can't stand to hear them. But I'll put it on and see, like, has it changed? Has any change come about? And I'll hear the same old garbage once again. Denying godliness, denying righteousness, denying the things of God and the promises of God, they seek to scratch the ears of those whose ears itch, that they might find a doctrine that pleases them. But it is not a doctrine that pleases man that is going to save your soul. It is the doctrine which Jesus Christ himself, who gave it to his apostles, taught. Oh, whoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, and hath not, they have not God. Talk about Antichrist. I mean, maybe not specifically Antichrist. But it's a long, that's why it eventually just goes down that road. Like I said, you know, you look at what John's disciple Polycarp wrote, and I don't mean to depend on him, but I'm just saying, I just see him as a kindred brother. You know, whoever denies that there's resurrection is the firstborn of Satan. I'm not taking that as a doctrine, but you see that here's someone who studied under him. Let's look at the mindset. You deny the doctrine, you know, and especially if you become a teacher now. It's one thing if you're just some guy. I don't believe in Jesus. All right. I don't believe in God. Okay. But if you're someone who's like, well, I know God, and I teach God, and I teach that there is neither resurrection